following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School Spring Sports, presented by Clay Power Sports, Delhalla's one-stop shop for all things boating, fishing, mowing, utility vehicles, and more.
Tonight's following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School Spring Sports, presented by Clay Power Sports, Delhalla's one-stop shop for all things boating, fishing, mowing, utility vehicles, and more.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, lawn and garden, and more.
By Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Happy Sack and Obie River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back in to the campus of Clay County High School, where spring sports has been in full swing this week, and the action continues tonight as the 5-9 Bulldogs and second-year head coach Devin Brown are set to host head coach Will Trout and 11-6 Westmoreland for Friday night baseball. The Eagles have soared into town looking to fly high against the team from Salina, but after a cancellation yesterday, the Dogs are chomping at the bit to get back to action and are ready to take a bite out of their neighbors from the west. It's our baseball debut here live on the Horizon Sports Network. Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to the Bulldog baseball brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with their community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, lawn and garden, and more.
CrossFit DHL helps you get stronger every day with fitness and fun for everyone.
Baxter Flooring, specializing in all types of floor coverings, custom tile showers, and more, so you can buy your flooring right here at home.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's matchup, and much more
as we get ready for Bulldog Baseball streaming live from the Horizon Sports.
Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show for the Horizon Sports Network's second night of live Clay County spring sports coverage in our first broadcast of Bulldog Baseball. We're here in the press box looking down on Bulldog Field. I'm Thomas Weaver, and I'm happy to be here to kick off our coverage of the Dogs on the diamond. And for the third night in 4 days, I'm saddled up to the broadcast table with two guys who just can't get enough of spring sports, one being a guy who takes up residence at the ballpark this time of year. He's Clay County Sports Hall of Famer, former official and coach, and a name synonymous with all things Bulldog, Doug Strong, folks.
Good to be here. Glad to finally get a baseball game on the tap, so good to be here.
Yeah, we're looking forward to this one. And we also have a man who's wearing his new Bulldog hat with pride today, our resident icon of the industry, 40-year broadcasting legend Craig Cantrell, who we may not fully convert, but I'll have to say the color suits you.
Well, I appreciate it. If you get a gift, you got to wear it the next day, and that's what I'm doing. And I'll wear it when I come over. And I've always felt right at home here at Clay County, still do right now, and just love to come over here. And I'm like Doug. I'm looking forward to seeing a baseball game here this afternoon. These guys, they played pretty well last year, kind of a learning curve for a year ago with the new head coach, and now we'll just see how far those steps have come that they've taken in the last couple of years.
Doug, you think when he crosses the county line, he takes it off?
I bet he does. I bet he got that L.A. hat still in there and put that on real quick.
Well, actually, I didn't put it on until I got in the parking lot.
So. Okay.
I left it in the car, and I couldn't get to it. But, no, I may leave it in the car again because I'll forget it if I don't. I'm very forgetful.
All jokes aside, guys, Doug, we're going to get our first look at what's shaping up to be a solid Bulldog baseball team, and we talked about it. We're excited to see it.
Yeah, pitching's key anytime in baseball. This year, because you had Nate Adams playing this year, hadn't played, that gives you four pretty solid pitchers and some younger guys that's pitched too. That, you know, like I think the Pro Bowl kids starting tonight, so you know, that's the fifth pitcher as far as, you know, numbers and everything. So that's pretty nice to have some depth that you're pitching.
And Craig, I know you got the starting lineups there. I think the pitch count has kind of got Trowball at the lead here tonight. We had a doubleheader or back-to-back nights against Gordonsville earlier in the week. You saw Nolan Adams and Whit Kasikowski both pitching those, and I think they're off the mound for a few days.
Well, that's the thing about baseball. You do have that pitch count that you have to deal with. They can only throw so many. That's like softball. They can throw 800 pitches in a week if that's what the coach wants to do, then it won't bother them. But baseball, it's very limited, very controlled. And, yeah, that's the thing about playing these extra games. If they had played Trousdale County and Westmoreland tonight, they would have really had to dealt with that. But so it might be a little bit of a break for them not playing Trousdale County last night, and that way they'll be able to use somebody that they might not have been able to had they played the game last night.
I totally agree. We wouldn't be here sitting, looking down on this beautiful Bulldog Field and getting ready for this one without our sponsors on the Horizon Sports Network. We always like to recognize them each and every broadcast because they make everything go here. And a special shout out to Clay Power Sports and owner Eli Schmucker and all the folks down below the Cumberland River Bridge. Folks, go see them if you can. Check out what they've got. They are our presenting sponsor for this spring sports season. And, of course, we always like to say the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Del Hala Horizon newspaper. This newspaper is out this week on racks, and then, of course, it'll be the same next week. So I hope you pick up a copy and check that out, too. Up next, we'll talk about Clay County's most recent games in our recap segment. So stay with us for much more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
For 105 years, Macon Bank and Trust Company has supported you and your family in some of life's largest financial decisions, whether buying a home, starting a business, or purchasing your dream car. We're proud to be your community bank. Call or visit one of our convenient locations today to learn more about our loan options. Macon Bank and Trust Company, proudly serving Macon and surrounding counties since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, where we normally go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Dale Holland Horizon recap segment. But for the first baseball game, we'll just summarize the dog season so far. They're 5-9 headed into the night, dropping their first four games before initially getting on in the win column with a 6-0 shutout of Red Bowling Springs, who they split with in a doubleheader. Then prior to back-to-back losses at White County last week and two at the hands of Gordonsville the last to start this week, the Clay County boys had won four straight games and gotten even on the season. They swept doubleheaders from Bledsoe County and Clark Range to accomplish the feat. The Dogs beat the Warriors 7-4 and 10-3 before downing the Buffalo 6-3 and 13-2. Junior Nolan Adams got the first win at Bledsoe and pitched nine strikeouts, while junior Brady Daly led Clay County at the plate with a 2-for-3 night and three RBIs. The Dogs fell behind 3-0 early before rallying to win with a total of seven hits in the contest. Nolan and his senior brother Nate then both had two hits in the second win over the Warriors, while junior Whit Kasselkowski and Daly shared time on the mound and combined for eight strikeouts. So getting two against a larger school like Bledsoe, that had to be a confidence builder, Craig.
Oh, yeah. That anytime you can step up in classifications and get wins, and then you're going to really enjoy that and be able to build from that. And that's what they're trying to do here tonight. It's a 1A and a 2A, which doesn't seem like much. But you think about you talked about pitch counts. That's the big difference. When you add a couple of hundred kids to a school, that adds a couple of hundred more arms that you've got a chance to be good pitchers. So, yeah, it's that, and that I give Coach Brown credit stepping up and scheduling those bigger schools to try to make his team better, kind of like we talk about the softball team.
Yeah, I totally agree. And then against Clark Range, the younger Adams remained dominant on the mound, this time throwing 10 Ks and only allowing one earned run. Junior Colton Brown paced the Dogs at the plate with a pair of hits and a victory. Daly, Kasselkowski, and Nolan Adams then combined to allow only two runs in the second win over the Buffaloes, while five different Dogs recorded hits. Nolan Adams stroked a home run to left field. Junior Reese Adams, sophomore Kale Trowball, and Daly all hit RBI doubles, and junior Aiden Keene singled. Clay County also had a total of 10 stolen bases in the two wins over Clark Range before they fell to White County and Gordonsville when they had trouble getting their bats going to drop the last four. But they hung with both teams for the most part before getting overpowered down the stretch. So you sweep a league opponent, Doug, and then kind of take it on the chin against two really good programs.
Well, and of course, you league games one, you put you where you need to be. The other games, you want to win those, but that good competition is going to get you prepared for when you get into tournament play. And then, you know, we're talking about depth. You know, that one game had three pitchers pitched. So, mm-hmm. You know, the luxury to have that is pretty nice.
I agree. Folks, we encourage you to pick up a copy of this week's paper for coverage of all things Clay County, including spring sports and Bulldog baseball. And we ask you to stay with us as we get ready for Clay County and Westmoreland here on the Horizon Sports Network.
At Copeland's Rural Supply, they don't just sell products. They're part of your community. Need advice on your next project? Copeland's friendly team is here to help you find exactly what you need to make your work easier and more efficient. Copeland's is more than a store. They're a neighbor you can count on, and they invite you to come build something great together. To get started, stop in at 408 Brown Street or check them out online at CopelandSRS.com. Copeland's Rural Supply. Your local project partner, every step of the way.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. with up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local and regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
Track. Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show. Time now for a quick Cumberland Exteriors Boys District 7A update. Gordonsville at the top after beating Clay County twice this week. They're 9-7 overall, 4-0 in the league, according to what I could come up with. Like I said, they beat Clay County and Pickett County twice. They still lack two games each versus Red Bone Springs and Clark Range. Clay County currently sitting in second place at 5-9, 3-3 in the league. They split with Red Bone Springs, beat Clark Range twice, lost to Gordonsville twice, and still have Pickett County for two contests next week. On Monday and Tuesday, Clark Range in third, got them at 2-2 in the league. They beat Red Bone Springs twice, lost to Clay County twice. Still have Gordonsville and Pickett County left. Red Bone Springs 1-2. They split with Clay County, lost to Clark Range twice, and have Gordonsville and Pickett left on the schedule. Pickett County 0-2. They've only played Gordonsville and lost to them twice. They've still got Clay County, Red Bone Springs, and Clark Range to play two times. So, Craig, kind of shaping up like we've seen it in the last several years. Clay County and actually Pickett's been battling for that second spot. But right now, Clark Range is in that position at the 2-3 spot behind Gordonsville.
Yeah, and you never know about baseball. You get a couple of pitchers, and you can pitch those in your district games, and that's where you want your best pitcher throwing. So it sounds like that may be what they're doing and maybe getting wins out of it. So you never know. Clark Range has had some good baseball players up there, so they can be a dangerous team sometimes. So this may be the year that they kind of sneak up on some people.
And there's still a lot of league play left here, Doug, even though we're kind of getting late in the season. So it's almost like football, kind of stacked towards the end of the season.
Yeah, normally it is. Those early parts of the season, you just try to get ready to play. Then when you dish or hits, you're rolling and everything. So watch that Clark Range team here. They have got a solid pitcher. You know, if you got a solid pitcher in single A ball, you got a chance to win when that pitcher's on the mound. They battled Clay County very well that first night.
This boys District 7A update's been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, located behind the bank at 120 Donaldson Avenue in Salina. Cumberland Exteriors offers you windows, doors, siding, roof, metal, and more. They are the folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements. We'll roll right into the keys to the game. Our last thoughts before first pitch, brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. Doug, once again, what you got for us ahead of this one?
Well, to me, baseball is always simple. Don't give extra outs in baseball because they'll really bite you. So make the routine plays. Don't give them extra at-bats.
And, Craig, you know, we hadn't really touched on this, but we mentioned football a while ago. These two schools have really gone at it on the gridiron for the last few years. You know, you got a few guys that were on those teams, and sometimes that rivalry can – transfer over to another sport. We may see some of that tonight.
Oh, yeah. It could get intense because they are pretty big rivals, and you don't really think about them being rivals, but it's just kind of happened over the last few years. And you get a couple of games where it's close and might get a little interesting at the end, and that will build things up. But that's kind of what's been going on with this matchup between these two.
Yeah, should make it fun. Folks, this has been the Keys to the Game, brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, lawn and garden and more at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way. We'll take a quick break and come back for the Subway starting lineups. County Electric will be utilizing text messaging as part of our outage management system. We now have the ability to text to share known outages with members. We automatically include all members we have a cell phone number for, so please make sure your phone number is updated. Members can opt out at any time. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
And welcome back to the Horizon Sports Network, where it's time to wrap up the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show with the Subway starting lineups for tonight's game, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon. As starting tonight for Westmoreland, batting will be Caden Perry leading off. He's already in the batter's box as they get started a little early, with Drew Bowers batting second, Aaron Freeman batting third. The 1-0 pitch from Clay County, this one hit high in the air. Second baseman going to come in on the grass. Now getting close to the pitcher's mound will make the catch. Is that big pop-up in the air to Whit Kazlikowski for out number one on that pop-up. Defensively for Clay County and pitching today, Cale Trowbaugh on the mound for the Bulldogs. Catching will be Colton Brown. At first base is Reese Adams. At second base is Whit Kazlikowski, who already has a putout. At shortstop is Nolan Adams. At third base is Brady Daly. In the outfield and left field is Waylon Cherry. In center field is Nate Adams, as the first pitch here going to be fouled off for strike one. And in right field is Aiden Keene for the Clay County Bulldogs. That's your starting lineup for Clay County, as the Subway starting lineups have been brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. The 0-1 pitch from Trowbaugh. Breaking ball stays inside and evens the count at 1-1.
Cale Trowbaugh, Doug, just a sophomore, getting the start here in a big game for Clay County.
Big game for a young kid. And like I said, they threw him quite a bit last year, so he's got some experience, so I like to see him throw tonight.
This one hit well to center field. Center fielder's got a long run, can't get there. That's going to drop in front of Nate Adams out in center field, but it's a pretty good piece of hitting right there by Drew Bowers, just going with the pitch and taking it straight back up the middle of the center field.
Yeah, putting the bat on the ball right there. I thought maybe who's playing center out there? Is that
That's Nate? Nate's in center.
Nate playing a little deep on that one and couldn't quite get to it, Doug.
Yeah, may got a little late break, too, because those little blooper hits sometimes fool you a little bit.
Aaron Freeman, the batter now for Westmoreland. That pitch misses outside, the official says, and the count goes 1-0. So a runner at first base now for Nate Adams, rather for Cale Trowbaugh on the mound. He takes a little look over there. Short lead at first base. 1-0 pitch. This one hit high in the air, but that's going to go foul over the press box and even the count at 1-1.
Yeah, and Trowbaugh challenging the hitter right there, Doug.
Yeah, and one thing so far, he's been good and consistent, moving the ball around, hitting these spots. That's pretty nice.
Aaron Freeman plays shortstop for Westmoreland. He'll step back in there for the Eagles. That one broke right back over the plate. Looked like it was going to go away, but then came right back over the plate for strike two.
And you can't deal it any better than that.
Yeah, that's a nice little movement there. Like I said, it had him fooled all the way.
I thought it was going to be well outside, but all of a sudden it just tailed back, drove over to first, not in time, as diving back safely as Bowers.
Got several viewers rolling in here for this first baseball broadcast on the Horizon Sports Network of the season. I want to remind everyone, if you'll share this broadcast, just go down and hit the share button and then comment that you did so. You'll have a chance to win a Dale Hollow Horizon newspaper subscription.
Runner goes. Throw from the catcher going to be not in time as a stolen base by Drew Bowers will move him into scoring position as the pitch was a ball to even the count at 2-2. Now to the batter Freeman for Westmoreland.
And our winner from our last broadcast from last night, Miss Tammy Price. So, Tammy, all you have to do is send us an email.
This one ripped right back up the middle. That's going to have a chance to score a run. Adams comes up with it in center field, but he'll take the cutoff man throw there, and the run will come in to score as a single by Aaron Freeman right back up the middle. We'll put Westmoreland on the board, scoring Drew Bowers from second base.
Just nice hitting right there for Westmoreland. You know, took that pitch and just drove it up the middle.
Hard hit ball, too. He went right back up the middle with it, and now Cooper White, the cleanup man for Westmoreland. He plays second base. Don't see too many second basemen hitting the four hole, do you?
Well, he also plays tailback. And probably the best athlete on the Eagle football team, and no wonder he's in that position.
But typically, second baseman's kind of a smaller.
Yeah.
You know, that's not your typical kid at second.
No. Joel Morgan would have loved to have been that tall. Yeah. 1-0 pitch. Looks at ball two as he takes a close one there to take the count to 2-0. In the signs from his head coach, Will Trout, down there in the third base coaching box. Runner goes from first, hit and run on, and it's fouled out of play to take the count 2-1. That's the thing about playing both teams at the same time. The softball, baseball, too, got to have their head on a swivel, don't they? That one went flying into left field over there.
Yeah, and that's something we didn't mention. Of course, Lady Bulldogs next door playing Macon County. Should be a good one over there, too, Doug.
Because I can see the edge of that field, and the left fielder made the catch.
Oh.
She actually caught it and threw it back over the fence. So
she is watching.
She is. She's paying attention.
Trovall didn't like the sign that he got. Steps off the pitching rubber.
I want to mention again, I kind of got interrupted by that single by Freeman. If you're watching, share the broadcast. Have a chance to win a Dale Hollow Horizon newspaper subscription. We'd appreciate all the help we could get spreading the word.
Runner goes again. Again, the hit and run on that one's hit well to right field. Right fielder moving to his right will make the catch. Runner's got a long run back to first, but he'll make it back. But the catch made in right field by Aiden Keene for out number two in the inning, and that's kind of tough if you're that base runner. He got all the way to second, had to come all the way back.
Yeah, good play by Keene out there, for sure.
That's a tough play, too. Right-hand batter hitting into that field, it's going to be tailing away, and he just spotted it real well and made that play.
And White with a nice cut. I mean, he just missed that one barely, I would say, to take it to right, wouldn't you, Doug?
Oh, yeah, it looked like he wanted to go there.
Mm-hmm.
Runner going again. Brown's throw this time is going to bounce in on a hop, and that'll let him reach safely with the stolen base for Aaron Freeman, the second stolen base of the night for Westmoreland, as they are running the bases very quickly in this first inning for the Westmoreland Eagles. Matt Fuller, the right fielder for Westmoreland, is the player in the batter's box right now. Two away here in the top of the first inning. Westmoreland with a run in leads 1-0. Curveball stays up around the bill of the cap to take the count 2-0.
We're talking about Troball. He has seen some action, but only in one game, I think, he started. So this is his second start on the season, Doug.
Yeah, of course, well, they fall in there. And like I said, when you got the numbers, sometimes you don't get as many starts, but he's probably had several innings. But.
That one missed up around the eyes as well. Had Fuller ducking a little bit to get out of the way, and the count goes 3-0. Let's see if he's taking on this one with the runner at second base and two outs. He does take all the way, and the first walk of the game given up by Cale Troball will put runners on first and second for the number six hitter, Landon Carter, the batter for Westmoreland.
Yeah. Troball hadn't been around the plate early here. I think he's throwing pretty well. Just got to dig in and get out here. Two outs, get in the dugout.
That one's inside for ball one to Carter. Put Kazlikowski out there at second base, trying to agitate the base runners a little bit with that little motion, jumping like he's trying to draw a throw. Swing and a miss on a cut there by Landon Carter to even the count at 1-1. Runner going to go to third, and they've got him. Colton Brown with the throw down to third. A little delayed steal that time, as applying the tag is Brady Daly. So it'll go 2-5, caught stealing, and Clay County gets
the
out
of the
inning.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions.
They lose 1-0.
Along with feelings of stress, anxiety. And grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog Baseball, being presented by Clay Power Sports below the Cumberland River Bridge in Salina. Boats, mowers, side-by-sides, utility vehicles, all of the above available down there. Clay County trails Westmoreland 0-1. The Eagles getting two hits and putting one across the plate there in the top of the first.
Yeah, they kind of helped out with the stolen bases, didn't they? That kind of got them in scoring position, let them get that run in.
Young good heads up play with Clay to end the inning, that little delayed steal. You ain't aware, you get some sleep, that moves up, but we made a good play there.
Clay County to bat for the first time. Nolan Adams to lead it off for the Bulldogs. Neil look at strike one at the numbers. He's to be followed by Reese Adams and Brady Daly due up here in the bottom of the first inning. They'll face on the hill Grayson Walker for Westmoreland. That one catches the outside part of the plate on a pretty pitch for strike two. Catcher for Westmoreland is Jaden Burns. He doesn't bat. He is the player that the designated hitter bats for. The 0-2 pitch. This one hit well to the left field side. That is deep. That is long. And that is gone for a leadoff home run for Nolan Adams to get Clay County on the board early with the deep shot to left field.
First time I got to hear Craig Cantrell call a bomb over the left field fence here on the Horizon Sports Network, and great time for it to come, Doug.
Hey, that was a pretty nice hit, too. Just flicked those wrists, turned on it, and just drove that ball pretty nice right there. It was a no-doubter.
It got out in a hurry, too, didn't it?
It did.
And that's Nolan's second homer of the season. He had one earlier last week against Clark Grange. And, you know, we know what Nolan Adams can do. We've seen him in every sport. All-state wide receiver, all-conference, all-region basketball player, and now stroking it here on the diamond.
That was a shot there. Now Reese Adams to bat for Clay County. He falls behind, or he sees – the count go to 1-0 to Adams. This one hit off the hands, foul, and out of play. So, as a pitcher, Grayson Walker, he got a little shell shocked after he's thrown three pitches and one of them left the yard.
Yeah, that kind of gets you a little feeling a little different out there.
The 1-1 pitch, that one misses away for ball two. You know, we talked about the Clay County softball team building the wall there at their dugout. Did you see the ones? The baseball has done. It's not rock, but it's wood, and they've got the bulldog painted on both dugouts. And both sides have really upgraded, haven't they?
Yeah, there are a lot of improvements around the park this year.
Ground ball to shortstop. Shortstop will field it cleanly. Long throw will get the runner, Reese Adams, who's working hard going down the line, but a good throw there by Aaron Freeman across the diamond to Landon Carter for the first down of the inning for Clay County.
Well, made that good close play. One thing people don't realize, you look at Reese, he's that size, that body, a lot of speed, and very athletic. Of course, if you see him in football, you know that already. But
yeah.
He's a very good athlete. He can move down that line.
Yeah, deceptive speed, and I'm pretty sure that was the guy you were talking about last night.
It could be. He didn't have on the uniform last night, so I don't have a clue, but he crushed it.
Yeah.
And I like the effort there. You know, it's a ground ball to short. You'd probably think that's a routine play as the first pitch stays inside for ball, but he was digging down through there.
Yeah. Brady Daly coming up here in the third spot, guys. He's the leading hitter on this team. No one above 300 yet. Daly at 250. He's also in the double digits hit, leads the team with 10. Knox.
But Daly looks at ball two there to take the count to 2-0 from four. This one, just a little check swing there. We'll roll back to the left of Fuller. He'll underhand toss it over to Carter at first base. So it goes 1-3 for out number two, and that's probably one that Daly would like to have a chance to pull that bat back on that one.
Yeah, he thought he had, of course, either pull it back or go ahead and just drive it the way it was there. But yeah, that's one he'd like to have back for sure.
Colton Brown, the batter now for Clay County. The Bulldogs have tied it up on a home run to left field by Nolan Adams to lead off the game. They have tied it at one apiece with Westmoreland. Brown check swing, but it is a strike called for strike one. Oh and one to the catcher for Clay County. He had that big put out at the top of the first. That one misses away for ball one to even the count at 1-1.
Brown right behind Brady Daly, also in that upper 200 range. Both guys trying to get across that 300 mark. Also good in the box.
Foul tip there at home plate to take it to 1-2. Because the catcher, his job a little bit tough here at home sometimes, Doug, with kind of shielding his eyes. When that sun comes out, it's coming right at him, isn't it?
You're looking dead in it right there. Look at that little cloud's kind of drifted in there right now.
1-2 pitch. Call strike three. Got him looking there, so after giving up the solo home run, Fuller comes back and retires the side, ends the inning with a strikeout. We're through one complete. We're all tied up at one here in Salina.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes. Your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Bulldog Baseball being presented by Clay Power Sports. If we're tied at one here, headed into the top of the second inning after Clay County fell behind 0-1 in the first, but Nolan Adams with a deep shot to left field ties it up at a 1-1 ball game headed into the top of the second, Craig, and maybe the highlight of our broadcast both years. We see somebody go yard like Nolan Adams did.
Is that the first one we've seen?
It is.
That's
in
the
baseball.
I don't, the softball hadn't hit one either.
They may not have.
I don't believe they have. So that's our first home run here on our broadcast. What does it do with Landon Carter here? He's had a chance to see Cale Trobaugh a little bit. Now he'll lead off this inning after the runner caught stealing. Is that an advantage for him, or do you think it makes a difference?
I think it did. The more pitches you see one, you know, he's seen some pitches, so he's going to come back right after he's seen a few pitches. So he's kind of got an idea. So I think it benefits him a little.
He'll come back up, and it's the 6, 7, and 8 batters due up in the inning for Westmoreland. Landon Carter, Grayson Walker, and Kyler Abel for the Eagles. As they put a run on in the top of the first inning. Boy, a little breeze blowing in from right field from the first base side. That's kind of stopped now. The flag not moving at all, so it's still not. That one bounces in for ball one to Carter.
Yeah, a little bit different from last night also. You had to break out the coat again on the screen.
I did. I told you, don't get cold if you don't have to. That's the way I look at it. So take precautions. The 1-0 pitch. That one called strike one on a pretty pitch there to even the count at 1-1. That ball before that bounced in the dirt, bounced in the chalk. That's one that came right up in the face of Colton Brown. That's tough right there.
Yeah. Anytime you got one getting that dirt on you as a catcher, they're tough plays.
1-1 to Carter. This one hit well to right field. Right fielder takes a little half step back. Now coming in will make the catch as Keene has his second put out of the game on that well-hit ball to right field, but Keene right there to retire the first batter.
You know, Trova's got them a little off right there. You know, they're not getting real good solid contact on him right now.
Yeah, Trova's not going to overpower you. Yeah. There's no doubt about it, but he's doing a really good job of mixing it up and kind of, again, we saw the outside corner strike and then kind of got that ball away to get the fly out in back-to-back pitches.
Grayson Walker, the batter now for Westmoreland. He'll look at a breaking ball for strike one there to begin the at-bat. Now, he hasn't thrown a lot of fastballs, really, but he's done a lot of his pitches are well, always over the plate. This one hit the right field, but that's going to hook foul and out of play and back over on the softball field again, so it's 0-2.
Yeah, and it, you know, as a pitcher, you just want to make them have to make a decision at the plate. You know, don't swing the bat. He's throwing strikes. So, you know, they've got to swing at some pitches.
0-2 pitch here. Pitcher's pitch. This one hit in the gap to right center field. That is going to be a long run for Keene. He'll get to it on a hop and hold him to a single. But that's a good piece of hitting right there in the gap to drop it in for a base hit for Grayson Walker.
It was a pretty good pitch right there, too. That was a tough pitch to hit that way, and he got it.
Kyler Abel, the third baseman, the batter now for Westmoreland. He'll step in to hit for the first time. Short lead over there at first for Grayson Walker, the pitcher for Westmoreland. Runner's going to go. Brown with the throw down to second base. And not in time. Oh, that was close. Brown with a good throw, and Kaslikowski applied a good tag, but good speed there to get the stolen base for Westmoreland.
I've been impressed by Brown behind the plate already, guys. First look we're getting at him back there, Doug, and, you know, besides the arm, he moves well.
Yeah, he does. You know, a lot of times you don't give
catcher's much crazy. You think that's not a pretty athletic guy, but now he's making some pretty good stuff back there.
Looks at ball two there. The pitch that the runner stole second base on was a ball, so it's 2-0 to Kyler Abel. Runner in scoring position again for Westmoreland. Seems like they've had that a lot tonight when they get somebody on. 2-0 pitch. That one misses away for ball three. Good job by Brown backhanding that one there. Count. Now to Abel. He'll throw over to Adams, the shortstop covering, but not in time as that pickoff move didn't fool the base runner that time.
Nice pivot and try there.
Oh,
by
yeah, that was a pretty nice move right there. Like I said, good heads up by the runner. He didn't get fooled with it, but it was a good move.
3-0 pitch. Call strike one on the strike on the edge of the strike zone. Abel thought it was ball four. Started down to first base, but the umpire says no.
And we talked about it in softball this week. You know, that's a call that this umpire's been making, isn't it, Doug?
Yeah, it's one, you know, he likes. You know, and that's what you want to do is find what the umpire likes, put it in there. And he's called that.
This one hit foul off the right side to take the count full for the first time. First full count we've had reading it batter in this game. That pickoff move, so many times you get somebody caught in a rundown with that, don't you, when you make that little spin move like that. Trowball gets the sign from Brown. Comes to the plate. This one hit in the gap to right center field. That could be trouble. It'll bounce up near the wall where the center fielder will get to it. They get to it quickly, but the run going to come in to score. That's just another good piece of hitting right there by Abel. Just going in the gap to right center field for a double and an RBI to put Westmoreland in front by 1-2-1.
Yeah, stroked it out there, and a great job by Nate Adams running it down and really holding him to that double, Doug, because that one could have got to the fence.
Yeah, if it gets to the fence, that's an easy triple and could score a run because that's in the gap. So. Just good play by Nate to keep it where it's at.
Number nine hitter Perry Cooper at the plate now for Westmoreland. Then back to the top of the order for the Eagles. First left-handed batter we've seen today. Squares to bunt. Bunts it down the third baseline. Trowball will get to it. The throw to first is going to be not in time. They'll say he's safe. That was a good bunt with the where he put it. And then good speed. Close play at first base, though, and the umpire said he's safe.
Yeah, it was close, and again, a great throw and cover there by Trowball to make that play close.
Yeah, couldn't play it much better now, and it was bang bang play.
Tells you how soft the dirt is on the infield here. He just laid that down perfectly down the third base line. Oh, that's a good pitch there. The big curveball breaks right over the middle of the plate for strike one to take the count to 0-1. Runners at the corners now for Westmoreland with Abel at third, Cooper at first with one out. Oh, that hit him. Or did it hit the bat?
Yeah, I think he got a little bat, too.
The bat, so it's 0-2 on the foul ball.
I think a bit more arm than did bad, but he got bad.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought there was a double contact there. Runner goes. Trowball takes ball one to take the count 1-2. No throw with the runner at third base, so the stolen base for Perry Cooper will put runners at second and third now with first base open.
Just looking over to the softball field, we're going into the top of the third. Clay County's leading 2-0 right now.
Good job by the Lady Bulldogs. That's a Macon County team that beat them earlier this year.
That one gets away from Brown. Runner's going to try to score from third, and he'll come in safely as that wild pitch will allow Kyler able to come in to score the third run of the game for Westmoreland, the second run of the inning, and Perry Cooper will move down to third base.
It's kind of a tough bounce there off the front of the plate, it looked like, Doug.
It looked like it come a little odd off the ground where it did, so it probably did catch that corner of the plate or something, throw it a little odd.
Pitch was a ball to even the count at 2-2. This one hit to center field. Nate Adams coming in will make the catch. The runner tags at third. They'll test the arm of Adams. They'll throw a little up the line.
Not.
Brown will go get it. Brown will dive at home plate, and they're going to call him safe. Another bang-bang play that goes the way of Westmoreland.
What a throw right there. If that's on line, that ain't close. Just a good throw by Nate right there, and good effort by Brown to make it close, too.
Both of them put the effort in. And you see where Brown put the glove? He had it right between home plate and the base runner, so he had it where it needed to be.
Yeah, I think he got it there before the base runner got, but it was a bang-bang play, and he's got a better look than we did.
Drew Bowers, the batter now for Westmoreland. First pitch to him, misses away for ball one. He singled, stole a base, scored a run back in the first inning to get this scoring started for Westmoreland. They had another run there to take a three-run lead now, 4-1 in the top of the second inning. Squares to bunt, bunts it right back to Trowbaugh, fields it cleanly, throws to first. But a big inning for Westmoreland as they go 1-3 for out three. Westmoreland adds three runs. They take a three-run lead, 4-1, as we move to the bottom of the second.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Hello, Clay County. Do you ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tools or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Copeland's Rural Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldogs, on and off the field. So come down to Copeland's Rural Supply. Let's continue to build this community together, one project, one game, and one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
Got a local event you're planning and wondering how to promote it? If so, let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce know. The local chamber is your source for promoting local happenings, and they do it in a wide array of ways, all free to the public. They can spread the word in print, online, and on social media, all to help your event be a big success. So give them a call at 931-243-3338. Take advantage of their free service to the community and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce help you get the word out about your next local event.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Bulldog Baseball being presented by Clay Power Sports, where the Dogs trail the Eagles of Westmoreland 1-4 headed into the bottom of the second inning. It was a tie ball game after Nolan Adams went yard in the bottom of the first and knotted at one before Westmoreland added three in the top of the second, Craig.
And Aiden Keene will lead off the second inning, trying to get Clay County right back in it. And he'll take that pitch low for ball one to see the count open 1-0. Aiden Keene, Whit Kaslikowski, and Nate Adams due up for the Bulldogs. This one hit hard off the right side. That's over on the softball field. Had a lot of those go over there tonight. Evens the count at 1-1. Grayson Walker on the mound. 1-1 pitch, little curveball.
Nice little pitch right there. That's nice.
Just got a piece of it to foul it off to take the count 1-2.
I think that's the first time we've seen it. Little curveball. I don't think he's threw that yet to right there.
1-2 delivery. Just fouled that one to stay alive, or did they say he didn't?
Oh, he caught it.
Caught it at home plate. Swore strike number three for out number one. First strikeout of the inning, second strikeout of the game for Grayson Walker, back-to-back strikeouts. He struck out Brown to end the first, and now gets Keene swinging to start the second.
Yeah, Walker also, had a single hit against Trobaugh in that inning before, and this one's turned on.
Good field there by the third baseman on the hit. That was hard hit down the line by Whit Kazlikowski, but there to field it cleanly on a hop was Kyler Abel. That one took a funny hop, but he just reached out and played it to the glove side and throws across the diamond with the long throw to get the second out of the inning.
Yeah, because he broke a little bit to the line there and then had to reach back to get it on a funny hop. Just a good play by the third baseman.
Nate Adams, the batter now, the center fielder for Clay County. First pitch misses away for ball one. Adams, he's been kind of busy out there in center field tonight, along with Keene over in right field. 1-0 pitch. That one's high for ball two. Swing and a miss there on the swinging strike by Nate Adams. Takes the count 2-1.
You know, we've seen Nate Adams do a lot of things though over his career, Doug, but the first time I've seen him in the batter's box.
Well, I think it's the first time I've seen him since may have played his freshman year, but I think it was eighth grade year last time he played baseball, I think. But good athlete. He can handle it.
Yeah, of course, Mr. Football finalist Nate Adams was this season, and then also the leading scorer on the Bulldog basketball team. But he gets rung up there, Craig.
Yeah, that curveball again. So he's used it a couple of times to get a couple of strikeouts in the inning. Three strikeouts in the game for Grayson Walker. Clay County goes in order in the second. We move to the top of the third with Westmoreland leading by a score of 4-1.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog Baseball being presented by Clay Power Sports. The Dogs trail the Eagles of Westmoreland 4-1 headed into the top of the third inning. And here's your dog recap brought to you by CrossFit DHL. Westmoreland struck first with one run in the top of the first, and then Nolan Adams hit a bomb to left field in his first at-bat to lead off for Clay County to knot it at one apiece, headed into the top of the second, where Westmoreland went to work. Three hits later, they scored three more runs to go up 4-1, and then sat down Clay County in the bottom of the second with three straight outs, and they're coming up to bat here in the top of the third with a three-run lead at 4-1. This dog recap's been brought to you by CrossFit DHL. Experience the best hour of your day with coach-led classes for all fitness levels at 305 Brown Street in Salina when you join today. Get stronger every day with fitness and fun for everyone at CrossFit DHL.
Heart of the order due up for Westmoreland. Aaron Freeman, also Cooper White, and Matt Fuller due up for the Eagles. These are the ones that helped them score that first run in the inning as Clay County softball doing something over there again.
I think Macon County's making a little run. They just went up 3-2.
So Aaron Freeman, he singled, stole a base. He's the one that was caught stealing at third base back in the first inning.
Grand slam. Oof. Oh.
First pitch to Freeman. That curveball there from Trobaugh catches the outside part of the plate for call strike one.
So the update on from the softball side, Macon just took a 4-2 lead on a three-run homer.
Yeah, two good teams going at it behind us, Doug, that's
yeah.
for sure.
The good thing I see both scoreboards. So I can kind of see the scores.
You're getting a little help from the play-by-play over here behind us, too.
Yeah, they give us the good stuff. Yeah.
Trobaugh, they brought the wristband out there to him for this at-bat here. Make sure he's got the pitch count or the pitch signs. Foul ball hit down the third baseline. Take the count to 0-2 to Freeman.
I want to mention one more time, if you're watching out there, go down and hit the share button for us. Share this broadcast. Let people know we're on air calling Bulldog Baseball. If you do, leave us a comment saying you did so and have a chance to win a Dalhalla Horizon newspaper subscription. We've already got two winners this year. Lisa Rich was our first broadcast winner, and then Miss Tammy Price.
0-2 delivery from Trowball. This one hit off the hands and foul ground and out of play.
Some good, so, nice piece location. I got it on his hands. He battled it off.
So, if Miss Lisa, if you're listening, or Miss Tammy, you just send us an email to info@dalhallahorizon.com to claim your free Dalhalla Horizon subscription.
Trowball ahead in the count, 0-2 to Freeman. That one just misses low for ball one to take the count 1-2.
And making it just hit another home run. I'm seeing it in the outfield. I mean, getting over there right over the scoreboard.
One, two pitch from Trowball. This one grounded in the hole on the left side. Adams moving to his right, can't pick it up to make the throw. He knew he had to hurry and may have hurried a little too much, just couldn't make that play, and that will be close to a base hit there, just depending on how they score it.
Yeah, if he catches that clean, that's still a tough play, and he looked like he's trying to rush it to get off a little quicker and just didn't handle it. But that's probably a hit because he's coming all the way back to third again, but don't know how they score.
Yeah, he had to come all the way to his bare hand, and there was no chance to really bare hand it because it was coming so hard. As the first pitch to Cooper White, going to be taken for strike one, but runner on first base for Westmoreland, nobody out.
See if they stay aggressive right here. So far, when Westmoreland got on, they've been real aggressive on the base pass.
Trowball takes a little look over at first base. This one's going to be grounded about the same spot. They've got a chance to get the runner at second. They do. Kazlikowski can't turn it, though, but they get the lead runner as Nolan Adams with the good flip over to Kazlikowski covering second.
Yeah, that's nice in a big play to get that lead runner right there and keeps everything staying in front of you.
Fielder's choice will put Cooper White on first base with one out now, and Matt Fuller the batter for Westmoreland.
Again, giving up a few runs and a few hits, but just really impressed with Trowball and the way he addresses the plate here tonight.
Swinging a miss there by Fuller.
One of the things we talked earlier, not to give those extra outs, extra run. The only run they scored they hadn't hit on, they had that little wild pitch.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of hit the plate and scooted away. Other than that, they've hit and got their runs, and that's what you want is Clay County. You make them hit it to get them.
And Trowball's doing that. We talked about him being around the plate. He's really doing a good job on this outside corner against the right-handed batters and getting the calls, too.
Swinging a miss for strike two. Long lead over there by White, but he's not going anywhere. He may be trying to draw a throw from Colton Brown, but Fuller falls behind in the count 0-2. Trowball again takes a peek over there. Now, this time it's going to be a ground ball back to shortstop again. The only play is at first. The throw is not in time, but the throw gets away. That'll let the runner move down to third base. So runners at the corners for Westmoreland with one out.
A real good effort, but Nolan, it's just a tough play. He got it clean. It's just a long throw, hard to make that play right there.
I think that's definitely a hit there with the speed that Fuller has.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's going deep in that hole back to third, to get that.
Yeah, and going against all of his momentum when he made that throw, I don't see how he got it there, really.
I don't see how he caught it. I mean, just getting to that's pretty impressive now.
Landon Carter, the batter now for Westmoreland. He'll take the first pitch high for ball one. This inning is the first inning that Westmoreland has actually gotten the leadoff batter on. It's been the second hitter that's done some damage for them. But now a runner goes from first. That one gets away from Brown, so no throw here, and a stolen base will put runners at second and third with the count going 2-0 to Landon Carter. So wide at third base, Fuller at second base. One out here in the top of the third. 2-0 count to Landon Carter. That one gets away from Brown. They're going to hold the runner at third, though. The count 3-0. You don't want to get an out here with your batter with a 3-0 count against them.
Yeah, good job of not being tempted to try it, for sure.
Well, the right-handed batter, you know, that leaves you a good gaps right here. Shifts that defense a little, so you want him to have all the feel.
3-0 pitch. This one hit to the right side. That's going to be in a tough spot. Kazlikowski going out will make the play. The runner will tag, but he's not going to move as Kazlikowski will run it in. But that was kind of one of those tough spots, but Kazlikowski going back able to make the play.
It was. That ball looked like it was turned a little bit on him, but he got it back there and got under it. Good play. Good out for Clay County right there. That was a big out.
Big out. Game number two there. Trying to keep them from adding a run here in this inning with Grayson Walker stepping to the plate.
Yeah, if you keep it 4-1 here, you know, and get back up to bat in the bottom of the third, you're in pretty good shape. And they're one out away from it, don't
they? Yeah, exactly.
Walker squares to bunt, takes high for ball one. He singled, stole a base, scored a run back in the second inning. Throw ball to the plate. Check swing. Did he go? He did not. It's ball two.
Pretty nice pitch right there on that inner high feet. That's a pretty good pitch. Definitely want that as a pitcher.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Again, throw ball, just a sophomore. Pitched a little bit last season as a freshman and just making his second start of the season here.
And he shows some good composure right here. You know, a young pitcher, when you get a few runs on him, a lot of times that affects him. He's pitching just like he did from first inning on. So that's pretty nice.
Actually, it only pitched 6.1 innings this season. So, you know, that's pretty good. I mean,
yeah.
He hadn't seen a whole lot of action, and he looks like a almost a veteran guy.
Throw over to Adams covering second base, but back safely is the runner out there Fuller. It's a 3-0 count to Grayson Walker. Throw ball. 3-0 pitch. Right down the middle for strike one, taking all the way. It's 3-1 now to Walker. When he got on there, the previous time didn't use a courtesy runner. You know, pitcher usually does, but he didn't tonight. 3-1 pitch. Just misses away for ball four. Second walk of the night given up by Trowball will load the bases for Kyler Abel. Abel took one for a ride in the gap in right center field his last at bat.
Again, one out away from getting out of this jam, Doug. You know, what's going through Trowball's mind here?
Well, we're hoping this thing, you know, get a strike, make him put it in play, make an out.
This one hit hard to left field. Left fielder,
yes,
moving,
sir,
over.
Oh.
It goes off his glove and will drop. One run will come in to score. A second run will come in to score. And the bases are cleared as all three will come in to score. A three-run double by Kyler Abel to give Westmoreland the six-run lead at 7-1, at 6-1, a five-run lead, 6-1.
That was another hard hit ball that had some English on it, for sure.
Yeah,
Doug,
and like the wind's
there,
kind of blowing that direction. It may have had that moving a little more, but that was a tough play. One Waylon definitely going to tell you he should have made. He'll say he should have had that, but that's a tough play right there.
So a runner still at second base now for Perry Cooper, the batter. He'll foul one off at the plate for strike one. And Waylon Cherry got a glove on it. I didn't know if he was going to even be able to get a glove on it out there. But.
Well, Cherry's got some speed and be able to get two balls for sure. And I'm like you, Doug. He thinks that's a play he should have made for sure, but I'm not so sure.
Well, if he makes that, that's an exceptional play. Yeah. I mean, it's next play. Just getting to it, to have a chance to make it, is pretty good.
Long lead over there at second base. You can hear Nolan Adams out there at short telling the pitcher to step off the pitching rubber. That base runner trying to gain the advantage there and steal third base. So that's a smart play by Nolan Adams there helping out his pitcher. This one hit well to center field. That is going to drop for a base hit. They'll send the runner. The relay from Adams, he won't make a throw. So in center field, Nate Adams hit Nolan Adams on the relay, but good base running there by Kyler Abel to come all the way around from second and score on the hit by Perry Cooper.
Yeah, and the Eagles kind of finding their groove here, Doug, with two outs. They've scored, I guess that's four runs now with two outs.
And back
to 8-1.
Back to the top of the order. That one gets away from Brown, and that'll let Cooper move down the second base on the wild pitch by Trowball.
They've had good quality at bats, too. They've hit the ball hard when they made contact, and they're pretty solid.
Yeah, a team that's 11-6 on the season, and we look down their schedule to teams they've played. That's pretty impressive, Craig.
It is. They play some good baseball over there. This one hit in foul ground and out of play for strike one to Perry, or actually it's 1-2 to Perry. Perry hits this one to Adams at shortstop. He'll field it cleanly. The throw over to first base is in time for out number three, but Westmoreland has their biggest inning so far as it goes 6-3. Nolan Adams over to Reese Adams, and Westmoreland adds four. We're through one, two and a half. It is Westmoreland 8, Clay County 1.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from there to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from there to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Bulldog Baseball, being presented by Clay Power Sports. Dogs trail the Eagles of Westmoreland 8-1, headed into the bottom of the third after Westmoreland adds four more there in the top of the third. Craig, to kind of stretch this one out, I want to recognize our presenting sponsor. Just mention their name, Clay Power Sports. We talk about them each and every broadcast. They've got their two-year anniversary sale coming up next week. I think it starts on the 15th. I believe that's Tuesday, and it runs all week long. They already got great deals, so I can't imagine what else they might have when they put it on sale.
I wouldn't know. But, yeah, it is. I need to go check them out. Like I said, there's always something good down there, and who knows what you'll have that you hadn't seen down there yet. So.
Right. Of course, they are your dealer for boats, outboard engines, mowers, utility vehicles, side-by-sides, and much more. They got all the major brands, too. They sell Skeeter boats, a lot of different fishing-type boats. They got into duck hunting boats, I think. And then, of course, you got your recreational-type boats, too. They've got pontoons and ski boats, wakeboard boats, just about anything you can imagine, Craig.
Yeah, it's a great selection down there. And like Doug said, when you look over the bridge, you can see a lot of it. You can see down there, and that just kind of makes you, as it warms up, makes you want to go and see it a little closer, doesn't it?
And they service everything, too. They got a great service department, mechanics on hand. So, folks, if you haven't done it yet, go to Clay Power Sports.
Ground ball to third base, throw to first base in time as Cale Trowball with the ground ball to Kyler Abel at third, who's shown he's got a strong arm. Big stretch by Landon Carter at first base to complete the out for out number one as Clay County with the ground out. Kel Trobaugh to be followed by Waylon Cherry, then back to the top of the order for Nolan Adams. And I'm kind of like you. I never see the comments, but you move the camera kind of over where in front of me.
Yeah.
I'm looking right here. Kim Chris Brown, they're watching in Ecuador.
Oh, wow. There you go.
That's a long way away. I know some people used to watch the Livingston games in England. They talk about it. That's pretty cool. Well, thank you for joining us from Ecuador.
No doubt about it. I'm just like you, Craig. And, yeah, you got a better look at the camera tonight as we moved, switch press boxes. This one's a little more center. Hope.
But attempt popped up in the air. That's going to be a tough play. That's going to be a safe play there by Waylon Cherry using that speed to get the first base on the bunt. And we talk about kicking up dust as he goes down the baseline. That's what Cherry was doing right there, and that got him to first base.
Yeah, good speed right there for Waylon and everything to get down that line. Just a good play.
Yeah, Cherry's a burner. There's no doubt a wide out for Nate Adams in football, and he was your deep threat guy, that's for sure.
I could see that right there as he scooted down that first baseline. And now Nolan Adams back up there for Clay County. Runner goes. Throw down to second base is not in time. Sliding in safely. What about that slide? I give him a 9.6 on style points there.
Yeah, that's pretty nice right there. Good all the way around. Good throw by the catcher. Good tag, but just a little bit better on the base running.
Runner in scoring position for Nolan Adams. One for one with a homer, guys.
Pitch was a strike to Adams, so it's 0-1 as that one going to be ball one to even the count at 1-1.
Looks like we had a little disruption there.
Take strike two, does Nolan Adams. I don't think he's going to get anything good to hit right here with the.
He'd definitely have to hit my pitch right here. I wouldn't throw him nothing really good. And so far he hadn't.
They take a look out for our second. They've got him in a rundown, but he's going to get the third base in time, and that's just a smart play by Cherry. He saw that throw going to second. We talked about what Clay County was trying to do, and they kind of got Walker into that same situation, able to advance to third.
Yeah, good job by Cherry. We talked about his speed, and he had to use it there, Doug.
Speed makes a difference. And then, you know, two great speed plays down the line there and get to third on that one.
Adams. Swinging strike there for out number two on the strikeout by Grayson Walker, his third strikeout of the game.
Daniel Strong just sent a text to us. He said Waylon is the cousin of Reagan on the softball who kicks the dust
right.
Up too. So it's in the family.
It does run in the family. And toughness also runs in the Adams family as Reese just kind of turns the shoulder and takes the hit.
Yeah, he said it's just a walk in the park here.
Daniel Spirit, and I also wonder which one's the fastest. So maybe something we need to do one day. Get them two together and see who can do it. So
it'd have to be game situation, though.
Yeah,
it would be.
They're pretty quick, both of them.
My money might be on Reagan.
She's pretty quick. She's pretty quick.
Dog's throwing here. Got two on.
Throw over to first, not in time. Diving back safely. Brady Daly, the batter for Clay County. One of their leading hitters here this season. Looking to help out his team right here and try to start a rally with two outs. They'll throw over again, and Adams will dive back safely.
They're trying to keep him kind of close, but because they know, too, there's speed at first base right here, too. So they're trying to hang him a little close right there.
Adams goes. The pitch is outside. They're going to throw down to second. They'll cut it off, and that will hold the runner at third. So Westmoreland, a little play going on there with the cutoff throw to the second baseman.
Yeah, good job by Coach Brown over here at third recognizing that because Cherry didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, it was a good read all the way around.
Yes, sir.
Rip down the line. Ooh. Is it fair? It is. They haven't signaled. It's fair. No, it's a foul ball.
Yeah, I think he just kind of screamed foul, and you couldn't hear it behind the crowd, but Daly ripping it down the line.
Turned on that pretty good right there.
And we talked about Brady Daly on his first at bat, you know, the leading hitter on this team. He leads both in RBIs and hits with 10 apiece there, and then real close to that 300 average. There's no Bulldogs at that mark, but he's very close.
Count goes 1-1 now to Daly. Takes that one for strike two. A little off speed there at the numbers. Daly looking at the umpire saying, are you sure it wasn't high?
Pretty good pitch right there. Pretty good pitch. But it is in top of the zone, sure.
That one misses away for ball two to even the count at 2-2. Walker gets the sign. Now doesn't like it, and they'll reset. Grayson Walker on the mound. The catcher is Jaden Burns for Westmoreland. Set up outside. They go right back up the middle. Shortstop can't get to it. It'll get under the glove. A run will come in to score. Reese Adams coming in to score. Dives in safely. A two-run single. He'll advance to second on the throw. Two RBIs for Brady Daly, and he creeps even closer to that 300 mark as a hitter for Clay County.
Yeah, just one of the veterans on this team, Doug. Brady Daly has, you know, he's also a pitcher on the mound, plays all over the field, and just doing really well in his junior season in the batter's box.
Hey, that was a great at-bat right there. You know, he battled that, had a good turn on one early, then, you know, a little curveball coming there, good battle with him. He won that battle.
Two runs for Clay County. Cuts the lead down to 5 at 8-3 here in the bottom of the third. Now Colton Brown, the batter for the Bulldogs. Brown goes the other way. Right fielder had come in.
Sir.
It's over his head and down. That'll score a run. Brown rounding first. He'll go in to second base, and he'll stand up with a RBI double for Colton Brown. Three runs in the inning for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need. And you know, I'm impressed by the gumption of this Clay County team. You know, they could have kind of mailed it in at 8-1, Doug, but here they come.
And that was a good bat by Colton right there. Didn't do anything special with that. Pitch was out away, and he hit it away. That's a pretty nice at bat.
Courtesy runner here for Brown. It'll be number 18, another Adams. Hayden Adams coming in to run for the Bulldogs. That one catches the outside part of the plate for Aiden Keene, who is the batter now for Clay County. They've sent 7 to the plate here in this third inning. They've cut the lead down to 4, a much more manageable lead now for the Bulldogs. Just keep chipping away is what they're trying to do. Keene, a little foul tip there into the glove for strike 2.
You talked about Walker being an old-school player last night. To me, it's Aiden Keene, too. You know, he's going to get every bit he can out of his swings.
Oh, yeah. He don't get cheated.
Keene, big high hop to second base. Second baseman will field it cleanly and make the throw over to first. That's a pretty good play right there by Cooper White. That took a big hop early, and White able to stick with it and make the throw over to first to get the third out. But Clay County battles their way back into this one. Three runs by the Dogs in the bottom of the third have cut the lead down to 4 at 8-4 as we move to the top of the fourth inning.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to Rising Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog Baseball being presented by Clay Power Sports. The Dogs rally in the bottom of the third with four runs to cut it to four. They trail Westmoreland 8-4 here headed in the top of the fourth, Craig.
And Westmoreland, they're still up in the top of the order. Drew Bowers leading off this fourth inning. Aaron Freeman and Cooper White due up the 2, 3, and 4 hitters for the Eagles of Coach Will Trout. They come in 11-6 on the season. That's a pretty breaking ball there. I think that really fooled Bowers, as it looked like it was going to stay outside. And, again, that's the second or third time that it's looked outside, but it just stays right over the plate.
Yeah, it's got a little strange movement towards the end of it, and it does. It fools them. It looks like it's off the plate all the way, and then it's right in there on the outside edge.
Again, sophomore pitcher only threw 6 innings this year, and that's just what looks so impressive about him.
Line drive to Reese Adams at first base. Easy catch over there for the big man. Route number one.
And again, we talked about it earlier, you know, the composure. You know, they jumped out on a pretty good lead. Most young pitchers get rattled and shook out there. He's not. He stayed right where he's at. Look good level out there. That's really good for a young guy.
Aaron Freeman, the batter now for Westmoreland. He's been a thorn in the side of Cale Trobaugh. He's 2-for-2 on the day with a couple of singles and a stolen base. And he'll look at ball one there to take the count to 1-0.
Another good pitch right there for Trobaugh. He's nibbling on that corner inside. He just hadn't got it yet. Then those pretty good pitches.
He uses the whole zone, doesn't he? He throws strikes at all areas.
Yeah, he locates very well.
And he'll mix it up. I'm like Thomas. I'm impressed with the sophomore. This one hit hard to center field. Can't get to it. It'll play on a hop out there to Nate Adams. And it'll be a single with one out for Aaron Freeman. He goes 3-for-3 on the day.
That's kind of been the kryptonite tonight. He's the one we hadn't been able to get out.
The kid can hit. There's no doubt.
Exactly. That's it. Cooper White, the batter now for Westmoreland. That's why he's in that 3-hole now. That's kind of become the cleanup spot in modern-day baseball. First pitch to White catches the outside part of the strike zone for call strike one.
Yeah, and White's just missed a couple of times. He's had some long fly balls, guys.
Yeah, he's. It seems like he's had the timing just kind of missed him.
0-1 pitch. This one hit to right center field. Right fielder moving over. He'll make the catch. Keene's been busy out there, and Aiden's been productive defensively as he makes the catch for out number two.
You know, there's been that same play with him. You know, like I said, it looks like he's got what he's wanting, but he's just missing those, which, you know, that's a credit to the pitching there. He's got him all off stride just a little bit, getting him missing that.
Yeah, and, he, you know, Trobaugh kind of challenging him, you know, putting it up in the zone for White, and he's getting the outs with it, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's getting him to hit his pitch. You know, I think Trobaugh's throwing the one, and he's wanting him to try to hit this.
Runner goes. Brown with the throw down to second base, not in time, as a stolen base for Freeman to put him down at second base. Pitch was a ball to Matt Fuller for ball one. That one just low. Gets away from Brown. Runner going to try to advance. Brown can't get to it in time to make a throw. So the passed ball will move Freeman down to third base, and it'll be 2-0 to Matt Fuller.
And, again, this is where we've seen Trobaugh kind of zone back in and do a really good job, and he needs to here.
Yeah, 2 outs in the inning already for Clay County. That one misses away for ball three.
That's a tough one right there. That's,
well, that's a pitch. Yes. That's a strike call. The trouble's been getting all night long.
Both pitchers.
Yeah.
I mean, that's in the zone. It's, you know.
Trouball, 3-0 pitch coming now. Set up high in the zone, but it misses high for ball four. So the walk will put Matt Fuller on first base. Runners at the corners again for Westmoreland. That's, what, three walks in the game for Trouball. And now Landon Carter, the batter for Westmoreland. This one hit to the right side. That's going to be down for a base hit. One run will come in to score. Runner rounding second. The throw will come in to Adams, the shortstop, there in the middle of the infield, and hold that run at third base. So Freeman will come in to score, but a single by Landon Carter and an RBI for Landon Carter, and they move back out by 5-9-4.
Hey, good job for Keene to get that cut off and back in to just limit that to one run right there.
Yeah, I mean, when that came off the bat, I was thinking extra bases immediately, guys. And Keene using his range. He's done that all night long. You talked about him being busy out there. He's got a glove.
Yeah, he's been solid out there.
Grayson Walker, the batter now for Westmoreland. I think I said three walks. It's two walks for Trouball tonight as I look back.
Yeah, he hadn't really had that problem.
No. 1-0 pitch that stays inside and has Walker ducking out of the way of ball two. The key thing right here is you don't really need to worry about the runners right now, just that man at the plate's what you want right here with the two outs. Walker steps back in. The runner goes from first base, pitches a strike, no throw there with the runner at third, and the count goes 2-1, and Landon Carter will move down to second base.
Pitcher on pitcher battle again, isn't it great?
Yes, it is. You know, we talk about the 7, 8, and 9 holes causing trouble sometimes, and they've been very productive. We'll talk about that if we don't get a out here. Hopefully the out will come for Clay County as the 2-1 pitch from Trouball. This one hit high in the air in the infield. Trouball on the mound. He's going to take control. Oh, he can't squeeze it. It'll drop as that's going to be an error on the catcher or on the pitcher. That's just a tough play coming off the mound, isn't it, right there for the Clay County pitcher?
Yeah, that is a tough play, but that's where you take him out of short. Everyone's got to take control of that. Neither one did. You know, of course, Trouball, he caught it off. You got to go ahead and get him off that. It's an easier play coming in on that than going back.
Yeah, and he was backpedaling. It looked like he was having trouble maybe identifying it up there and trying to find it.
Yeah, that will bring Abel to the plate now. The runner goes. Abel, a little hit and run. King has a long run there. Adams going out. Can he make the over-the-shoulder catch? He can't. That's going to drop for a base hit. A run will come in to score for Westmoreland. Now the throw coming home will let Abel move down to second base. So a RBI single for Kyler Abel will add another run to the total for Westmoreland. As Landon Carter will come in to score from third base, three runs in the inning, and they lead now 11-4.
And it's all come with two outs. You know, had an opportunity to get in the dugout, and you know, when you don't take that opportunity, a lot of times that's what happens, Doug, a little rally.
Like that's what we're talking about here. Don't give them those extra. We give them a few extra outs right here, so we just got to stop it here and get that out and get back in.
That's what I started to say about the bottom of the order there. They've had eight at-bats, the 7, 8, and 9 hitters. They've been on base eight times.
Mm.
That's something you don't see very often. They've scored five runs out of these three batters and have six hits on out of this. And there's number seven as he just laces that one into left center field. One run will come in to score. Second run going to come in to score, so you don't think about the production they're getting from the 7, 8, 9 hitters, but it's been big here tonight for Westmoreland.
Anytime the bottom of your order is producing like that, you're going to be hard to beat. And that's just solid numbers right there.
And just good sound hitting. You know, again, we talked about it in the softball game, you know, not trying to overpower it or anything, just putting it in play. And actually, they're gapping it, Doug, most of the time.
Yeah, like I said, their contact's good. And like I said, they're just finding the spot.
Back to the top of the order for Caden Perry. The runner goes, and he'll head first slide into second base. With the stolen base to put a runner in scoring position for Caden Perry, the pitch was a ball to make it 1-0.
Still a big out right here. Need to get this one. Get back in.
Yeah, you're flirting with that 10-run rule now at 13-4. This one hit on the right side. That's going to drift into foul ground. Adams has a chance and will make the catch at the fence as Reese Adams, knowing where he's at all the time, catches the pop-up right at the fence for out number three. But a big inning for Westmoreland. They put five on the board in the inning, and they lead 13-4 now over Clay County.
Locally owned and operated by Chris and Derek Hicks, H&H Auto and Equipment Parts proudly serves Clay County and surrounding areas with all their parts needs. Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or construction equipment part. And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, getting you back on the road, back on the water, and back to work in no time.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
Welcome back to Rising Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog Baseball being presented by Clay Power Sports, where Clay County trails Westmoreland 13-4 headed in the bottom of the fourth, Craig.
Whit Kaslikowski, Nate Adams, and Cale Trowball due up in the inning for Clay County. That one misses away for ball one to Kaslikowski. Grayson Walker back out there on the hill for Westmoreland going into this fourth inning. Swing and a miss there by Kaslikowski to even the count at 1-1. Think about it, Westmoreland's done a pretty good job in limiting that bats for these Clay County batters, so they haven't seen Walker very much. That one catches the inside part of the plate for strike two. That's one that he's widened the strike zone a little bit, it looks like.
Yeah, I thought Crow would hit that spot pretty regular on that and hadn't got it.
Yeah, and that came right before the rally there in the top of the fourth. A couple crucial calls that kind of let this one get away.
That one misses for ball two to even the count at 2-2.
If you look back, Trowball recorded the two outs, then had the walk, and those judgment calls back here created that walk and kind of got it started.
Swinging strike, catcher can't hold it. He'll throw down to first. They'll make the tag to get the out as he was off the bag, had to tag him on the run. Did Landon Carter unable to do so to complete the strikeout?
I thought I had a foul tip. It sounded like something off. It sounded like it tipped a bat. That's what it sounded like to me. So
there was a sound there. Yeah. I don't know where it came from. But Nate Adams now to hit for Clay County.
Coach Brown may have heard it too.
Yeah.
He may be thinking that it.
It had a little sound to it.
May have touched the glove, somehow, maybe catcher interference. But They're asking about something.
I would ask. I heard something right there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you may not get an answer.
Yeah.
But you got to ask.
Oh yeah, you definitely want to question that right there. Try to get some satisfaction.
Yeah.
Did you ever give any luck?
Nope.
I didn't think so.
Nope. I listen.
Wouldn't change a thing.
That's a tough play there. I mean, you know, if you don't see it, that little sound don't tell you, you know, you think it, but, you know, that's a tough play. And it could have been off the mask of the helmet, you know,
but
get that little metal sound, you know.
Off the shin guards.
Yeah.
This one hit well down the left side. That's deep. Left fielder going back will make the play, though, about 10 feet shy of the fence on a well-hit ball by Nate Adams, but the fly out to left field to Cade Perry for out number two.
Yeah, just quick hands by Nate Adams right there. Not really one you'd think about the power, Doug,
yeah.
But trying to replicate his little brother.
Yeah. Had a little pop to that right there. He may have just missed that one because it was a good swing on it.
Cale Trobaugh, the batter now for Clay County. Takes a look at strike one on the outside part of the plate. Bottom of the fourth inning, the 0-1 pitch. That one's low for ball one to even the count at 1-1. Westmoreland leading 13-4 here in Salina.
Trobaugh made pretty solid contact last time up, I think, and almost dug one out down the first base line.
This one ripped to the third baseman, backhands it, throws the first high throw, makes the throw for out number three. That's a good play right there by Kyler Abel. He's made a couple of plays on hot shots there and makes a good throw there to get out number three. Clay County goes in order for only the second time today. We're through four complete. It is Westmoreland 13, Clay County 4.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Bulldog Baseball, being presented by Clay Power Sports. The Dogs trail the Eagles of Westmoreland 4-13, headed into the top of the fifth inning. And here's your dog recap, brought to you by Baxter Flooring. Clay County got down 8-1 in the top of the third, and then rallied back to cut it to 4 as they had a couple of hits. Infield single by Waylon Cherry. Reese Adams got hit by a pitch, and then a 2-RBI double by Brady Daly scored a run, and then Colton Brown also had an RBI double that scored the other two runs for Clay County to cut it to a 4-point game. And then the Eagles rally in the top of the fourth as they add 5 runs to make it a 13-4 game here, headed into the, let's see, we're top of the fifth inning. I'll get it straight in a minute, Greg.
It's easy to do.
It is. This dog recap's been brought to you by Baxter Flooring and owners James Baxter, specializing in all types of floor covering, custom tile showers, and more, so you can buy your flooring right here at home at 109 East Lake Avenue in Salina. And like I was talking about, guys, you know, Clay County showed some fight there, battled back to a 4-run game, but the Eagles just keep coming.
Yeah, they've had an answer each time we made a little run. They just hit the ball solid on that. You know, and like I said, nothing special. They put it in play. But they're putting it in play with some pop to it.
And, again, as they come back up to bat, the top of the order hadn't been the problem. It's been the 7, 8, and 9 hitters. Again, 7 hits coming out of the 7, 8, and 9 holes, 7 runs. The other two have gotten on by a walk and an error. So they've had 9 at-bats from 7, 8, and 9. They've been on base 9 times and have scored 7 runs. I just don't know that I've ever seen that in covering a baseball game.
Yeah, they've been very productive.
They have. And that, as a coach, you got to love that, because if they're doing that, then that tells you they can do it some other time. But right now they've got the 2, 3, and 4 hitters, Drew Bowers, Aaron Freeman, and Cooper White, due up for Westmoreland. First pitch to Bowers, misses high for for ball one. 1-0 now to Bowers. He's 1-for-3 on the day. Single, scored a run. This one hit in the gap in left field. Center fielder moving over, left fielder coming over. It'll drop for a base hit in between them, and they'll hold at first base. Will Bowers with a single to left center field in the gap.
Yeah, and they've done that all night long. Yeah. You know, I can't think of any balls they've hit right at us, Doug.
No,
Keene's been busy trying to get gappers and Adams and others.
Yeah, they've everything's been a gap somewhere, and we've had to make those plays.
Aaron Freeman, the batter now for Westmoreland. The runner goes. Brown with the throw up the third base line, and it's going to be a stolen base as in safely as Drew Bowers into second base.
Bowers showing the wheels there. No chance for Brown, really.
Pretty good speed right there.
Pitch was a ball to Freeman, so it's 1-0, and it's a big run out at second base. If they can score it, they take the 10-run advantage here in the fifth.
Clay County still a chance, I think. Yeah. They'll get the bat in the bottom, but you're right. It's crucial.
That one misses for ball two to Freeman. Yeah, but you don't want to be looking at that 10-run rule.
You look for us to get a grace try to get that 10, because that puts a lot of pressure on you when you come back to at bat to have to get runs.
He did.
Had a little flinch right there.
So the balk will move Bowers down to third base. Nobody thinks about arguing that one. It was one that...
Oh.
I don't see how you saw it. I threw the net. My eyes couldn't see it.
Well, he had that little body movement. He had that little flinch.
Right. Well, I know he took a lot of time.
Yeah.
Probably debating on whether to step off.
Yeah.
Or...
But once you get in that little just step off right there, and that's just youngness in the picture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he thought he could stay in there, and then got a little movement on himself.
3-0 pitch. That one misses for ball four. Gets away. They're going to try to score from third, and coming in safely is going to be Drew Bowers to give Westmoreland the 10-run lead at 14-4. Pitch was a ball to walk Aaron Freeman to put a runner at first base, and now Coach Devron Brown is going to go out and talk to Kel Trowball here in the fifth inning. Maybe making some changes here.
They're going to make a pitching change right here. Looks like Nate's going to come to the mound.
Well, they'll do that. I guess we'll take a little break, guys, as Clay County trails by 10, 14-4 to Westmoreland.
Supported you and your family in some of life's largest financial decisions, whether buying a home, starting a business, or purchasing your dream car. We're proud to be your community bank. Call or visit one of our convenient locations today to learn more about our loan options. Macon Bank and Trust Company, proudly serving Macon and surrounding counties since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obi River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
At Copeland's Rural Supply, they don't just sell products. They're part of your community. Need advice on your next project? Copeland's friendly team is here to help you find exactly what you need to make your work easier and more efficient. Copeland's is more than a store. They're a neighbor you can count on, and they invite you to come build something great together. To get started, stop in at 408 Brown Street or check them out online at CopelandSRS.com. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Bulldog Baseball, being presented by Clay Power Sports. Dogs trail the Eagles of Westmoreland 14-4 here in the top of the fifth inning, and we got a pitcher's change. Kale Trowball's day is done. I thought he had a pretty successful outing, guys. Pitched well for a young pitcher, and now we're going to get to see the senior, Nate Adams, on the mound.
I don't know how much Nate's pitched this year, so I used to see him throw. Everything quality pitcher, I can tell you right now. He's going to bring some good stuff and all that. So I used to see Nate right here.
Well, according to the stats, he's pitched 1.2 innings so far this year. He's faced how many batters? I can't read all of these numbers here. But hadn't pitched a whole lot, and that means he hadn't really pitched since probably 7th or 8th grade, right, Doug?
Yeah, I may have played a little his freshman year, but I think 8th grade year's last time he played. So,
but as we know, the great athlete that Nate Adams is, I'm looking forward to seeing it.
So, Trowball has went to third base. Looks like they have moved Brady Daly over to shortstop as the first pitch to Cooper White is going to be a ball for ball one. And
move Nolan to the outfield.
And Nolan Adams is down center field instead of short. So
I was up here debating on where everybody was going. They all stayed huddled in the middle, and we couldn't figure it out. So
everybody stays in the game that was in the game. Runner goes from first base. That's in the hole on the left side, and it'll be a solid single for Cooper White and put runners at first and second with nobody out here in the top of the fifth inning.
I can say one thing, Nate Adams can throw it down the pipe with some heat because that one had it on.
It did, and he'll settle in, you'd think, as this goes along, but just wanting outs right now is Matt Fuller will be the batter with runners at first and second. A run in here in the fifth inning for Westmoreland.
And it's big here to hold them to that right there and not give up another run because that puts a little more pressure on you.
Adams comes to the plate, gets away from Brown. Runner's going to try to advance, and they will on the wild pitch from Adams. So Freeman moves down to third. White will move to second. Pitch was a ball to Fuller to make the count 1-0.
Yeah, you're right, Doug. It's a lot easier to get one when you just need one to extend the game, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Like I said, you know, you feel a little more at ease when you got to get one. When you have to get two, three, then that puts it a little more challenging.
Swing and a miss by Matt Fuller on a fast strike up in the top part of the strike zone.
Yeah, and Nate making Brown's mitt pop there, guys. Again, we knew what he could probably do. He just hadn't done it for a while.
Yeah, no, athletes are athletes. They figure it out pretty good for you.
That one misses away. Runner's going to hold as Brown will chase it down. The count will go 2-1 now to Fuller. Matt Fuller, the fourth hitter in the inning. Not. Two-one pitch. Misses high for ball three. Take the count to 3-1. First base is open. But you don't want to really load them up. As we said, we're getting down to this bottom of the order where they've been so dangerous tonight. 3-1 pitch. Stays high for ball four to load the bases for Westmoreland.
Yeah, and after throwing, some pretty good strikes there, Doug, Nate getting out of whack a little bit.
Yeah, getting a little
just ain't releasing good. He's got his release point ain't good, and he's keeping it elevated a little bit. He just got this lock in, get it back down in the zone.
Landon Carter, the batter. That one misses away. Bounces right back to Brown, though, so Freeman can't move down at third. Aaron Freeman's at third base. Cooper White's at second. Matt Fuller's at first. Landon Carter is the batter for Westmoreland. You know, infield playing in on the grass.
We talked about his lack of experience on the mound. You know, that's a lot of pitching, isn't it? Repetition and practice, Doug, and he hasn't had much of it.
Yeah, you definitely want the repetition. That's all you ask, aspects of it. You know, hitting's repetition, pitching definitely, you know. So he's not through a lot of innings this year, so you want to just settle in, just make him swing a bat.
2-0 pitch fouled off at the plate. Take the count to 2-1. Carter on the day is 1-for-3 with an RBI and a stolen base, scored a run for Westmoreland. That one misses high for ball three. So 3-1 to Landon Carter. That one misses away for ball four. So the bases loaded walk will score a run for Westmoreland. That's an RBI for Landon Carter. And Westmoreland goes in front now 15-4 here in the fifth as Aaron Freeman comes in to score. They may have brought in a pinch hitter here as that one misses inside, and they have. That's going to be number 44 hitting for Westmoreland, as that is Grant Lilly hitting for Grayson Walker, the pitcher for the Eagles. That one's down the middle for strike one. So if the pitcher can come back if he wants to after this at bat.
Yes. Yes, starters can re-enter one time.
One time?
Yeah.
Okay.
That one hit on a line over into the softball field. Count goes 1-2.
Got a couple strikes in a row there over the plate for Nate Adams. He's kind of zoning back in here.
And it wouldn't surprise me to see a new pitcher when they come back out Westmoreland.
Pinch hitter Grant Lilly as they set up outside does Brown, and he catches the outside part of the strike zone for call strike three. Got him looking. Route number one in the inning.
Good job by Nate to battle back after, you know, giving up a run on the walk, Doug, and then dialing it in.
Yeah, just got to settle in right here. I mean, he's got some good velocity, throwing it pretty well. Just got to get it in the zone.
This one hit on the right side. Keene has a long run. Can he get there? He cannot. That's going to drop as a run will come in to score from third. They'll hold the runner from second at third. So it's an RBI single for Kyler Abel, and he is 4-for-4 on the day for Westmoreland.
I don't think he's seen that real well. Even if he's seen it, he can't get to that. Of course, infield's playing in on that. So, you know, that if they're playing normal, that's a routine play for second baseman. But you got to play them in with the bases loaded right there.
First pitch to Perry Cooper will miss for ball one.
Yeah, Keene just, like you said, I don't think he located it well and didn't get a good break on it.
Yeah.
That one misses away for ball two.
Again, normal defense position, that's probably pretty routine for that second baseman. Where, like I said, they're trying to cut off run. You got a miss, so that's what you got to do.
Swing and a miss there on a big cut for strike one for Perry Cooper. Take the count to 2-1.
Still just one out in the inning, right?
Yeah.
Still one out, yes. This is the eighth batter of the inning. This one grounded back up the middle. Just getting out of the way is Adams, as that's through for a base hit. Again, they'll hold that runner at third as a run will come in to score on the single by Cooper. As Fuller will come in to score from third base.
Got another run coming right here.
And the ball gets away, and now coming in to score is going to be Landon Carter for Westmoreland. So five runs in the inning. They scored five in the fourth. They've added five here in the fifth, and they lead it now 17-4. Does Westmoreland, as Abel moves down to third base, and staying at first base is Perry Cooper, and back to the top of the order for Cade Perry now for Westmoreland.
I was going to say, they've changed it now. It's supposed to have been 18.
It is 18.
Yeah.
Ooh. This one hit right back up the middle. That's a solid shot. That'll get through out in the outfield. One run will come in to score, as it'll be a single there for Perry, his first hit of the day. And that'll score Kyler Abel, and they'll hold Perry Cooper there at third base. So the leadoff man, he went 0-for-4 before that one. Now gets in on the action with his first hit of the day. One's on the inside part of the plate for call strike one. Second at-bat of the inning for Drew Bowers. He's the 10th batter to hit for Westmoreland.
Yeah, and you can see how good this Eagles team is. We knew it when they were coming in. Larger school, double-digit wins on the season already. And, you know, when they get something to hit, they put it in play, don't they, Doug?
Yeah, they don't miss many pitches. That's one thing about them. Like I said, they get one that they can handle. They hit it very well.
That one gets away at home plate, and that will allow Perry Cooper to come in and score from third base. Cade Perry will move down to third base on the play. That one misses for ball two, so it's 2-1 to Drew Bowers, and Cade Perry now at third base, still only one out in the inning for Westmoreland. It's on the strike zone, top part of the strike zone for call strike two to take the count to 2-2. And fouled off the hands to keep it 2-2.
Couldn't help but flinch on that.
Yeah, that looked like them to us.
Yeah. It did. I like that net pretty good.
Yeah. Two pitch. This one hit well into center field. That's down for a base hit. Runner will tag at third. The throw coming in from Adams is not in time. Runner tries to advance to second. Throw. Brown will make the throw, and Brown will get it. It'll go 8-2-6, the putout for out number two. A run will come in to score, and that's out number two in the inning for Westmoreland.
It's just the way you do it all right there. Good pitch by Adams, great piece of hitting, and then the defense for Clay County almost had him into plate, and then Brown taking it down to second, Doug.
Yeah, I mean, that's just textbook getting the ball moving around, and you made an out in that.
And it goes from Nolan Adams to Colton Brown to Brady Daly for the putout for Clay County. That one misses high for ball two. It's not a combination you see too often, 8-2-6 in the scorebook.
Glad you can keep up with that.
All about the numbers. Check swing there. Did he go around? They say he did not, and the count goes 3-0. I thought he did.
I did, too. I thought he had this enough right
I did
there.
Too. 3-0 pitch. That one misses for ball four, so a two-out walk given up to Aaron Freeman. That'll bring Cooper White to the plate.
You know, there's no doubt this game's out of hand at 21-4, Doug. But again, you're getting your seniors some work on the mound.
Yep.
You know, your defense is playing against a really good hitting team here, so there's something to gain from this.
Oh yeah, I mean, you term of play, you made an inning or two, so getting that time on the mound is big.
That one's low for ball two. To Cooper White to take the count to 2-0. Eight runs in the inning for Westmoreland. That one's on the inside part of the strike zone for call strike one. This one hit foul off the right side for strike two to even the count at 2-2.
kind of softball update we got, Doug?
It is. We're in the top of the 6-4 Macon.
Okay.
A good one going over
there. Good one going over there.
I wouldn't want to have been left field tonight, though. That's a dangerous place to be.
Yeah,
oh, ooh. That's a good-looking strike there. Call strike three for the third out of the inning. Big inning for Westmoreland, though, is through 4.5. The Eagles lead it 21-4.
Need to make a large one-time purchase, consolidate high-interest debt, or pay for unexpected expenses? If so, consider a personal loan from Bank of Salina and lock it in a predictable monthly payment customized with terms to fit your budget. Citizens Bank loans can be used to finance a variety of needs, vacations, vehicles, and much more. Call Russell West today at 931-243-3161 for both secured or unsecured loans with a variety of options. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Salina Lumber, they are your local handyman. Their dedicated staff thoroughly understand their products and services and are there to help you find exactly what you need. They can also help you get a project started, and they will stick with you until the end. So come find the support you need to make your next project a success today at Salina Lumber, or give them a call at 931-243-3315. Whether you're looking into renovating, replacing, or building new, depend on a family business that's been serving you since 1962. Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, Twin River Healthcare Facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Welcome back to Rising Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog Baseball, being presented by Clay Power Sports. If you haven't yet, go down below the Cumberland River Bridge, especially next week. They're having their two-year anniversary sale at Clay Power Sports in Salina. Clay County trails 21-4 to Westmoreland after a big inning by the Eagles, and their backs are against the wall, Craig, here.
Waylon Cherry leads off. He'll square to bunt. Bunts it foul down the third baseline for strike one, and he is facing Grant Lilly. For the first time, Lilly pinch was a pinch hitter for the pitcher Grayson Walker in the top of the fifth inning. He'll stay in there to throw here in the bottom of the fifth inning. As the first pitch bunted foul for strike one. This one hit on a little slow roller to third. Abel up with it. He'll make the throw to first base in time. Almost pulled the first baseman off the bag, but a good job over there by Landon Carter keeping that foot on the bag to get out number one.
Yeah, that speed there made that really interesting right there.
It definitely runs in the family. We talked about it earlier, but Waylon Cherry, again, there's no other way to describe him, but he's just a burner. Just lets it rip down the first base line.
That's typically a pretty routine play right there, and that wasn't routine. He got down that line.
Nolan Adams to bat now for Clay County. Adams swinging a miss on a big cut. Of course, he started the game with the home run in the bottom of the first inning to left field on a big shot out to left field.
Yeah, no doubter. That's for sure, as he turned on it.
0-1 pitch from Lilly. This one hit hard on the left side. Abel can't get to that one as it eats him up there at third base. And second hit of the day for Nolan Adams to put him on first base with one away.
Good at bat right there. Good hot coming off that turf. May have caught that lip that little bit.
Yeah.
But that was a shot.
And look for Adams to be super aggressive. He leads the team in stolen bases with 11 on the season. We talk about Cherry speed. We know how Nolan can run, too.
Reese Adams at the plate now for Clay County. Runner goes. Foul tip. It sounded like at the plate. That one gets away, but they're going to hold Nolan Adams there at second, so he must have not made contact, because they allow him to stay there, and it's strike one to Reese Adams, and Nolan Adams moves down to second base.
Now, again, we had a little, it sounded like there we had a little error, though.
0-1 pitch. This one hit down the left side. That is hit well down the left
side,
but it's foul ground.
Doug, your truck.
He's hitting the wrong area. My truck is out there. Please hit the other one.
Right field. That was deep right there.
He turned on it.
Oh and two to Reese Adams. Runner goes. That one gets away, so Nolan going to stand up at second base. With the stolen base, it's ball one to Reese Adams. Adams steps back in, taps the front two corners of the plate. Lilly doesn't like the sign he got from Burns. This one fouled in the net.
Thomas starts back
again. They got one and two.
They've been in my face, not yours, Doug.
He needs to do a game at Livingston Academy softball. Have you seen that?
Oh, really?
You're right there on it.
You own it.
You're 2 feet. They hear me calling the games. What I do? You're 2 feet at the most from the fence, and it's right there. Best part of the year is when the one doing the scorebook or scoreboard is this one hitting the air in the infield. Third baseman going to call off the shortstop. Abel will make the catch. They're always shocked, just like you.
Uh-oh.
That first jump is a big one.
We keep calling it here now. I'm going to swap out to my telephone.
Is that one going to be out number two on the pop-up to third base for the second out? And now Brady Daly, the batter for Clay County.
He's trying to charge, though.
This one's going to be fouled into the net by Daly for strike one. So 0-1 to Brady Daly. Clay County down to their final out now here in the fifth inning. Daly hits this one foul and out of play to take the count to 0-2. Now to the shortstop for Clay County. He started third.
Good battle right there. He's had two good cuts right there.
Grant Lilly coming in relief for Westmoreland. O-2 pitch. That one bounces in. Good job by the catcher Burns blocking that one at the plate.
Well, he's been solid back there. Any balls got away from him. He's kept everything in front of him pretty well. Good solid catcher.
Wonder if he ever gets a chance to bat. You know, they hit for him. Still 1-2 to Daly. A little change up there. Is that one didn't break on him, so it's 1-2. To Brady Daly. Well, that was slow.
It was. It kind of creeped up in there.
Yeah. But so far inside, you couldn't even turn on it, so it's still 1-2. That one misses low and away for ball two to even the count at 2-2. Two pitch. Call strike three to end the game. So Lilly strikes out Daly to get the final out of the contest, and Westmoreland wins it by a final score of 21-4. We'll have our post-game show coming up in just a moment.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau. Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, the announcement of the TDS top performer, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome back to Clay County High School for the Farm Bureau postgame show. Clay County losers tonight to Westmoreland. What was that final, Craig?
21-4.
21-4. Clay County falls to 5-10 on the season. Westmoreland ups their record to an impressive 12-6, I think, on the year. Maybe that makes it 14-6.
12.
We'll now do the Lady Dog wrap-up, or the Bulldog wrap-up, brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee. Guys, you know, Westmoreland just got some hot bats in this one. There's no doubt about it. The sophomore, Kel Trowbaugh, I thought he pitched really well. Threw strikes tonight. Westmoreland just took advantage. And Clay County also, you know, they showed some fight. Nolan Adams with the home run early on, and then scoring the four to make it 8-4 midway through, Craig, but just didn't have enough in the barrel.
Yeah, the way they hit the ball, they always put the good part of the bat on the ball, and when you do that, then good things are going to happen for you, and they were able to find the gaps. They hit it in places, as the old saying goes, hit it where they ain't, and that's what they did. And they that's just hitters being hitters, and they had a whole lot of them to do it. Like we said, they contributed from top to bottom, and when you got nine players hitting the way they did, they're just hard to beat, and they put up 21 runs because all nine contributed to that to the total.
Yeah, they did. And, Doug, again, we talked about Trowbaugh throughout, but pretty impressed by the young pitcher for Clay County.
Good, solid night pitching for him. You know, he kept around the plate, got in there, and they hit the ball on him. I mean, and of course, that's what you want to do is a pitcher, make them hit it, and they hit it. Didn't give a lot of extra outs and all that. Had a few, but not many. They hit the ball.
They really did. And Craig, you talked about it coming into this one. You know, Coach Brown scheduling teams like Westmoreland and others to kind of sharpen your skills against some of these larger teams. So when you fall back down into your league, it helps, doesn't it?
Yeah, you have to play harder against teams like this just to stay in the game. And if you can get the win, that's great. But then you iron sharpens iron. So that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to improve. Talk to him in the pregame. The big games are coming up Monday, Tuesday, when you got Pickett County coming in, then Burrstown on Monday, here in Salina on Tuesday. If you win both of them, you've still got a chance at number two in this district. So that's what they're fighting for right now. And this only makes you better. You have to be able to see where good people hit the ball and have to kind of maybe make corrections for yourself out there and see what the batters are doing and just get to the spot where you think it's going to go. And this kind of helps you grow from that to watch good hitters hit.
And it wasn't all bad for Clay County. Yeah. Nolan Adams, I think, maybe 2-for-2 on the night. Or I know he had two hits with a home run. And then Daly also hit an RBI double. And I think Brown also scored some runs. So, you know, they got their bats going a little bit, too, to help their confidence, Doug.
Yeah, and like I said, you're kind of in the same spot the softball's in. You get that two slot, that gets you to where Gordonsville don't eliminate you. You know, that's where you want to get, because right now Gordonsville's at the top. We struggle a little against them, so you get that two slot, then you don't have to worry about them till way down the road. So,
again, Clay County falls here tonight to Westmoreland. This dog wrap-up is brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee, conveniently located in Harmony Springs. Visit EcoPoundsTN.com to find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes. Eco Pounds of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. We'll roll right into the announcement of the TDS top performer from tonight's games. And I think you got to go with Nolan Adams. Number one, Craig Cantrell's never got to call a home run on the Horizon Sports Network, and Adams gave him that chance.
You hit it 300 feet, and you deserve to be player of the game, I believe. That was at least 300, didn't it?
Oh, yeah.
So, that earned my vote, definitely. And he's just a player. Nolan Adams is just a player, and that was a shot. It was just a rope getting out of here, and he hit it well, and there was no doubt. And that's one that, is, as a he'll be sitting around like you do with your buddies. You remember that night against West? Yeah, we lost, but I crushed one out there to left field.
No doubt about it. And Doug, that's not all he does is hit the ball. You know, he's become the best pitcher on this team. We didn't get to see him tonight because of the pitch count. He's also made some great plays out there at shortstop. So, you know, he's one of those guys who can do it all.
He picked up the ball that short most can't even get to. You know, so he's pretty impressive wherever you got him. He's pretty impressive.
And, you know, he does it across all sports here, Craig, at Clay County High School. And I'm just glad he's a junior.
Got a whole lot more time for him to play. And I think this team's going to be all right. I think when they get to the single-A teams, they're going to – and like that, when he hits that way, he's going to be confident as he comes in to play against Pickett County. And so I think they're going the right direction.
I totally agree. Again, tonight's TDS top performer, Nolan Adams, not the first one he's won here on the Horizon Sports Network, and certainly won't be the last. But it's brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Guys, we'll be back at it next Tuesday night right here as Clay County Baseball hosts the Pickett County Bobcats. You know, we talked about Westmoreland and Clay County on the football field, Doug. It hadn't been long since we were on the hardwood against the Bobcats. So, going to be a little rivalry in that one. And it's a big game for Clay County.
It is. And like in the league. Last few years, that's been that battle for that two spot. So, that's a big game coming up. Two big games next week. We've got Monday, then back here Tuesday. So.
Right. They'll be on the road Monday. We'll host them here Tuesday, and it'll be live here on the Horizon Sports Network. Guys, our first baseball game, I thought it went pretty well here in the broadcast booth. Not so much on the diamond for the Bulldogs, but appreciate you being here. We've had a good week at it.
We have. Been a busy week, and it's went pretty well. And just looking forward to more of them.
We are. Doug, good to have you, too.
Proud to be here. I always like doing stuff for the kids playing. So
we've got some of the best around here as far as youth athletes in Clay County, and we're proud to be able to offer this coverage here on the Horizon Sports Network with the help of our sponsors. They're the ones that make it all happen, and we just come here and have fun. For Doug Strong and Craig Cantrell.
I do want to say it's officially gotten cold.
It has. Yeah. Yeah, I agree. If I had a Carhartt like you, I'd probably put it on.
Exactly.
For Doug Strong and Craig Cantrell, I'm Thomas Weaver, wishing y'all a good night.